Inspiring solutions to save America, one show at a time. Are you ready to get on board?
They believe that they can destroy this bond that exists between you and Trump if they somehow make Trump look bad, make Trump look like a reprobate, embarrass you about Trump. They can't do it because you came before Trump. Desperately want Trump gone, and I know that they desperately want it codified that Trump cannot run again, because make no mistake, they remain scared to death of you, and they remain scared to death of Trump. Trump, 75 million, 80 million votes. And I'm going to tell you, you're not going anywhere. Even if Trump does, you're not. Which I think remains one of our big campaign strengths going forward. They can't separate you from Trump. And more importantly, they can't separate you from the ideas. They can't separate you from MAGA. They can't separate you from Make America Great Again.
From sea to shining sea, 3 hours of bold truth and excellence. The Wendy Bell Radio Program.
Welcome back to the Wendy Bell Radio Program. Delighted, as always, to be with you. Hour number two, remember the Wendy Bell Radio Podcast. 2 million people have already downloaded it onto their devices. You could be next. Give us a five-star review if you would. We love having you be part of the program. All right, so here we go. We've got yesterday, 2:32 a.m., the Swamp releasing the second half of this monstrous omnibus package. This is ostensibly to keep the government open. I don't know why we care about the government being open. I feel like every time the government is open, you and I pay more, we lose more, and I get angrier. Shut it down. That's my personal preference, because I don't believe that there should be a bipartisan anything in this regard. Let's focus on what needs to be done. Let's do what needs to be done. Everybody else with their pet projects and their pork can suck it. And then maybe we're not going to be $37 trillion in debt by the time Joe Biden leaves office. Fat chance of that. Well, Matt Gaetz had a really interesting thread yesterday. The swamp omnibus is full of insane earmarks that should be rejected, he writes. Of course. For example, you guys want to know what's going on in maybe your neck of the woods where you're watching? Let's see if we can give you a little round robin look. New Jersey senators. This would be Bob Menendez, dirtbag, asking for nearly $500,000 in taxpayer cash to fund a state organization that force feeds the LGBT agenda in schools. Now, I'm pretty sure that all we want is children to be safe and to be free to learn and to grow the stuff, you know, that we're taught when we were younger. No, $500,000 going to LGBT mandatory crap like Jay Inslee has signed in Washington State. Fantastic, because that's the priority. This group apparently assists in finding gender mutilation surgeries for minors and harasses schools that prevent biological men from using women's bathrooms, participating in women's sports, and more. This is America in retrograde. This is by design, on purpose, and they want you to pay for it. These conversations belong in the home, not in school. It is sickening. How about this? Massachusetts senators. Hi, Liz Warren. Isn't she from Massachusetts? Isn't that what it is? Yes. Senators there want nearly $1 million in taxpayer cash to fund a leadership academy for a leftist political organization that explicitly caters to non-white women. This organization also advocates for woke criminal justice reform, because that's doing really well for us. You know, the guys, the two people who are accused of murdering and then, or they're four people accused of murdering and then chopping up the corpses of people in New York and then scattering the body parts all over the boroughs there. Yeah, that's what allows them to be free on the streets. That's what your criminal justice reform is doing. including the elimination of use of force statutes and policies for police. Super duper. Why don't we just take their guns away? Why don't we take their cars away? Make them foot chase. Be great. In Maryland, this is super. Maryland senators want $500,000 in taxpayer cash for an organization that provides a safe space for women of color entrepreneurs. It's totally reckless, idiotic spending. Connecticut, not to be outdone. Senators there, they want $156,000 in taxpayer money to subsidize construction costs for the Hartford Gay and Lesbian Health Collective in their state. The organization self-describes as champions of LGBTQIA plus equity. Equity and provides trainings on LGBTQ plus cultural competency and accessing healthcare for LGBTQ plus youth. Did you guys sign up for this in Connecticut? I didn't. Wisconsin senator is requesting nearly $500,000 for an organization that promotes LGBT programs targeting teenagers. We've already told you about that. Their organization publicly advertises that these minors don't need parental consent to join. They even provide binders, gaffes, and trans tape kits to minors in order to help transition children. Taxpayer dollars should not go to this crap. These are your senators. Back to Connecticut. Connecticut senators want $155,000 to go toward an organization called Make the Road Connecticut. Their executive director recently criticized Joe Biden for rightfully calling Laken Riley's murderer an illegal. I mean, on and on and on and on. And let's listen to this, because there is a list of other ancillary charges that Jesse Waters decided to drop last night. Just about a minute's worth. I think it's worthy of a review. Check it out.
And here's what you're paying for. Liz Warren is spending $850,000 on a gay senior citizen home in Boston.
Oh, boy.
Florida has the villages. Massachusetts has the village people. We're spending $15 million to pay for Egyptians' college tuition. Egyptian tuition, not Egyptians who live in America. Egyptians in Egypt. Egyptian tuition. So we pay for illegals to go to college here, and now we're paying for the tuition before, I guess, they even cross the border. Speaking of Egypt, Gold Bar Bob's sending $400,000 to a gay activist group that teaches elementary school kids about being trans. Not enough to keep you out of jail, Gold Bar. Sorry. Another $400,000 goes to a group that gives clothes to teens that help them hide their gender, like chest binders and tuckums. Parental permission not required. Even Dianne Feinstein, who unfortunately passed away long before the bill was written, has an earmark from the grave. $500,000 for a DEI zoo. The San Diego Zoo's getting $500,000 for an anti-racist nature appreciation program where high school kids from diverse backgrounds can observe wildlife. Why do they need $500,000 to go to the zoo? Tickets are like $15. That should be enough for every congressman, especially the Republicans, to vote no. But this massive bill will probably be on Biden's desk this weekend, and he'll just sign your money away. Poof.
That's not good enough. That's not good enough. Look, if Mike Johnson allows this to go through, they need to vacate the chair. Find somebody else. Do something else. This is not sustainable. And you hear in his voice commonly when he talks about issues at the border, because Chip Roy's district, obviously Texas, is right there where so many millions of illegals have crossed into our country. This is Congressman Chip Roy talking about what else is in it, because it also goes to Ukraine, but not the border. Listen.
They should call their members of Congress right now. They should tell them that under no circumstances should they vote for this bill. They should melt the phone down and melt down the phone lines and the emails and the texts and all of that. And I mean that. I mean that today. Call today and make sure every member of Congress feels the pain that they should not vote for this bill. And if we can somehow stall this bill out today, because it's being put up on suspension of the rules, which, by the way, is a travesty. It's being put up with less than 24 hours to read it, which is a travesty. It busts the caps, which is a travesty, funds the FBI headquarters, doesn't secure the border, funds the World Health Organization. I can keep going. Earmarks in it for abortion facilities in the Northeast. Just total abomination. We should oppose it. It takes 2/3 of the House to pass it. So all we need is about a half of Republicans, give or take. It might take a little bit more than that, but, you know, 3/4 of Republicans to oppose it, and we can kill it. So we should rise up and say, Mr. Speaker, no deal. Republicans should feel the pain for voting for this bill.
I can't even believe that we have to have this conversation. This is why I say Congress obviously needs to be throat punched. They need to be slapped. You're not listening to us. In a shocking twist, of course, in my home state of Pennsylvania, Senator John Fetterman, who I vehemently disagree with, I'm going to agree with this one. When Bob Menendez put out his thing saying he was not going to run for re-election as a Democrat, but he was going to go for as a Democrat independent, wank, wank. What did Fetterman tweet out? Dibs on your parking spot. Get out. You know things are twisted, friends, when I'm seeing eye to eye with John freaking Fetterman. All right, so we're going to come back. We're going to talk about this. Did you just hear what Chip Roy said about money in this budget, money in this omnibus, going to build the FBI a new freaking headquarters? Do they deserve crap for shaking you down at school board meetings? Really? Next on the Wendy Bell Radio Network. So we have our Congress thumbing their noses at us. Well, it's worse than that. They're giving us a double bird. A double bird and the flip underneath the chin. Screw you! We don't care about you. As this headline comes up today, home foreclosures are soaring nationwide and rising fastest in 5 states. People are losing their homes. Think about that. In Joe Biden's world, that's Bidenomics, that's middle out, bottom up, or whatever the hell he says. What does that even mean? It means stealing from you and giving it to themselves. It's not even redistributing it to people who need it. It's all a grift. Home foreclosures rose again in February as Americans continue to grapple with the ongoing cost of living crisis. I don't remember this 3 years ago, 4 years ago, because it didn't happen. This is according to a new report published by the real estate data provider Adam, which found that there were 32,938 properties in February with foreclosure filings. It includes default notices, scheduled auctions, and bank repossessions. It's an 8% increase from the year prior. People are losing their shelter. I mean, think about what you scraped together to buy your first house. It's never affordable. Having a home is like having a country club membership. You never get out of it, right? What you put into it, unless you're lucky. But this is the number one biggest investment from almost everybody out there. And there were 33,000 Americans last month, people who lost it. Meantime, over in Congress, they're spending money like it's nobody's business. AOL.com headline, FBI headquarters funding draws sharp backlash from conservatives. So this proposal tucked inside this $1.2 trillion government funding package involves $200 million towards the construction of a new FBI headquarters. I don't know about you guys. I think the FBI needs to be blown up. Figuratively. It needs to be destroyed, dismantled, rethought. All of those men and women who stepped forward and blew the whistle. Stephen Friend. The others. Kyle Serafin. These people who put their lives in danger to come forward and tell you how disgusting it is that their federal agents in their department ran interference on behalf of Joe Biden and the Democrats. and sat on the Hunter Biden story? John Paul McIsaac's first call, as he looked at the contents on Hunter Biden's laptop because it was broken because there was water damage, and he just started to see. And he knew it was terrible. So after shrewdly making a copy for insurance, why was he thinking that? Because everybody knows the government is dirty. They're not here for us. He called the FBI. The FBI came. They took the equipment. Gave him a card. We'll be in touch. Never. Never were in touch. And then they ran interference. And I have a story coming up. It's not just the FBI. How about the CIA running interference for Hunter Biden? Preventing anybody in the government, anybody, any kind of prosecutor, investigator, question asker, truth teller, realville liver. How is Hunter Biden paying all these bills? Well, who's this guy, Kevin Morris, who's his sugar brother, this lawyer who manages to pay all of his legal fees and cover his indebtedness to you and me for being a serial tax evader? Who's this guy? CIA doesn't allow anybody to ask those questions. Why? I'm not baffled by the answer. Are you? Of course not. $200 million to reward these clowns who are corrupt as nuts, who are actively working with the Uniparty to destroy the place that you and I love. It's not just about losing your home to foreclosure. It's about losing your home, your country. That's what's slipping through our fingers every single day. The American dream. Conservatives have turned to a number of claims, all contested by the FBI, that they're targeting its funding. Issues range from abortion rights to pandemic era efforts, blah, blah, blah. Enough said. $1.2 trillion, 1,000 page swamp package that involves $200 million for an FBI that can't live within its means. That long ago stopped protecting you and me. Why would anybody vote for this? Because it is all a disgusting grift. Money laundering, money making, power control, desperation, and they work in lockstep to keep the grift going. So as Letitia James is coming after Donald Trump's properties, you see that? She wants to start seizing his hotels. I believe even a golf course wants to roll on in there and take the keys. The CIA protects the Biden crime family grifters yet again. Oh boy, I got those details next on the Wendy Bell Radio Network. If you've not swung by the website Agenda 47 to see what Donald Trump has in mind, what he's already got cooking for his second term, if we're fortunate enough to get him across the finish line, you should. Because it does give you that pause, that tapping of the brakes before you're like, oh my gosh, who do I trust? I don't trust anybody. I don't trust the media. I don't trust medicine anymore. I don't trust science. I sure as hell don't trust any kind of disgusting collaboration between our government and the World Health Organization. The World Health Organization that wants us to sign away our sovereignty and our ability to make decisions in global pandemic times and other medical emergencies that, of course, they unleash on the world. Instead, we'll allow them to rule when we have to shut down, where we're allowed to go, what we're supposed to do, what you're forced to do. It's all just so gross. It feels good that maybe Donald Trump has a plan, some foresight, you know, dismantling the Department of Education. That's a great place to start. Let's get rid of the grift of education, public education, that pushes all of this garbage that we just told you about that's soaked in this bill. Get rid of it. Elevate the teachers who do the work. Put the right people in charge. Remember what it is like to be a part of a meritocracy. This is not complicated. The best, the brightest, the most successful, those who think outside the box, those who are the most innovative, those are the people you get behind. Of course. Dismantle the FBI and the CIA. It has to be blown up. It has to be absolutely destroyed and then reimagined. And the people who had the huevos, no matter what their job title, no matter where they were in the hierarchical listing of things in the Rolodex for the CIA or the FBI, those who remembered to whom their allegiance is with, America, not to the Bureau, not to biased and corrupt business people, not to the president who sucks, but to America. Give those people the opportunity to reimagine the FBI and CIA. And why is this in my crosshairs right now? Well, of course, as Letitia James is hysterically and delightedly beginning the process of seizing Donald Trump's properties for not committing a crime, for not stealing anything, for not injuring anyone. He didn't break a law. He didn't fail to repay a debt. There were no parties who were damaged, except butthurt Democrats and uniparty rhinos who like the grift more than they love America. So this story comes out in the New York Post, and you can imagine it's somewhat intriguing to us. I'm done being surprised by anything anymore. Headline, CIA blocked the feds from interviewing Hunter Biden's sugar brother, Kevin Morris, during the five-year tax probe. You guys, if they pass this $1.2 trillion, I remind you it was the $1.7 trillion around Christmas time of 2022 that they also approved. How many more of our dollars do they need? Well, it's not going to end. While you're going to be paying more, and the IRS is going to be scrutinizing your bottom line, your decimal points and zeros, you have the CIA running interference, so nobody looked at Hunter Biden and all of his tax crap. And nobody looked at, of course, Kevin Morris, the guy who bailed him out. Seems to be something going on there. Here's your story. The CIA blocked federal investigators from interviewing Hunter Biden's sugar brother, Kevin Morris, during a five-year probe into the first son's alleged tax crimes. Do they feel so terribly alleged to you guys? Because not to me. This is all according to a whistleblower who has told House impeachment leaders. Apparently this happened yesterday. House Oversight and Judiciary Committee chairman say the whistleblower informed them that the intelligence agency stopped IRS and Justice Department investigators from interviewing Morris in August of 2021, a Hollywood lawyer and patron of the first son. Loves Hunter's really, really fly artwork. This is a letter apparently addressed yesterday to CIA Director William Burns. Now, this whistleblower informed Oversight Chairman Jamie Comer and Judiciary Chair Jim Jordan that two DOJ officials were summoned to CIA headquarters in Langley, Virginia, and told Morris, quote, could not be a witness for their investigation into Hunter Biden. Every single day we drop one of these stories on you, flies in the face of Donald Trump being a threat to democracy, Donald Trump weaponizing the government against his political opponents, Donald Trump doing this, doing that, exacting revenge. You live in an abusive relationship already. Quote, it's unknown why or on what basis the CIA allegedly intervened to prevent investigators from interviewing Mr. Morris, Comer and Jordan wrote in the letter, which was obtained by the New York Post. However, these allegations track with other evidence showing how the DOJ deviated from its standard investigative practices during its investigation of Hunter Biden. If you're a Democrat, not just in the federal government, not just as a private citizen who's a dirtbag bag man for the Biden crime family syndicate. Not just if you're his number one open checkbook. But I mean, think about it. Think about who is allowed to post things on social media that you could never post the opposite of. It is a concerted effort to clamp down on those of us who love America, those of us who believe in that MAGA idea, American exceptionalism, making America great again. Meanwhile, these guys can launder money. They can get into the grift of the art sales. And one of the people, Naftali, she's able to then be bumped up to become an ambassador in another country because she floated Hunter some dough. So he could pay for what? More coke and hookers? That he broke the law and moved across state lines? I mean, is anybody else just grossed out? Republican lawmakers added that the account seems to corroborate our concerns about the DOJ's deviation from standard process to provide Hunter Biden with preferential treatment. Remember when it was the FBI? Remember when Ted Cruz was interviewing that lady who's a deputy under Chris Wray for the FBI? And he was asking her questions. Why didn't you guys allow them to go and talk about who the big guy is? Why weren't we allowed to ask questions? You know the answer to these conundrum, if you will. So then this brings me to this, which is so weird. And yet, I believe so indicative of the pushback. You guys remember the guy, Grant Cardone? He is the gentleman, the CEO of Cardone Capital, who, when this monstrous Letitia James judgment against him for $454 million, which was so preposterous, came out, Cardone pulled his business, his investing, his whatever it is that his capital goes towards in New York, out of New York. We're done. This is what Kevin O'Leary from Shark Tank was telling CNN. This is death to New York. You're putting up a sign that says, come here. And if you are a Republican or you support conservative values, we're going to come after you as well. Who would want to roll the dice on that? Why wouldn't you want to go somewhere where the people are nicer, the streets are cleaner, the taxes are better, and the warm weather is warmer, i.e. Nashville or Florida? Well, then there's this. Grant Cardone's wife has started a crowdfunding endeavor to help Donald Trump meet his obligations so that he even has the ability to appeal this ridiculous judgment. It's called Stand With Trump. Fund the $355 million unjust judgment. I want to read a little bit of this to you, because already it's gotten a lot of cash. My name is Elena Cardone, and I'm the wife of Grant Cardone, mother and an ardent supporter of American values and an advocate for justice. I stand unwaveringly with President Donald Trump in the face of what I see as unprecedented and unfair treatment by certain judicial elements in New York. It's putting it nicely. The recent legal battles he faces are not just an attack on him, but an attack on the very ideas of fairness and due process that every American deserves. They don't exist anymore. They went out the door with January Sixers being thrown away for the rest of their lives. It's a moment that calls into question the balance of justice and the application of law, disproportionately aimed at silencing a voice that has been at the forefront of advocating for American strength, prosperity, and security. In standing with Donald Trump, we're upholding the cause of every business owner and entrepreneur who believes in the fight against a system that increasingly seeks to penalize dissent and curb our freedoms. The fact that a business owner did a loan with a bank, never defaulted nor missed a payment, pays back the loan with interest and caused no financial damage to anybody, yet the government overreaches and slaps that business owner with a $355 million ruling should terrify all business owners and entrepreneurs. Is this government seizing assets, seeking financial ruin? This is a call to all business owners and entrepreneurs to rally in defense of all businesses and for a man, who has never hesitated to stand in defense of us. This fundraiser is not merely about raising the ruling amount. It's about making a stand. It's about showing that when one of us is targeted for championing the values that make America great, he does not stand alone. We stand with him, shoulder to shoulder. Goal, $355 million. When did this start? I don't know. 30,400 people have donated. $1.8 million. Somebody anonymously, I just looked, gave $10,000 in the last half of an hour. This is where they're forcing us to go. This is what Harry Enten was freaking out about on CNN. They've lost the Hispanics, ladies and gentlemen. Because Hispanic voters are no dummies. Same way black voters aren't stupid and white voters aren't either. You see, and you know how used to be. When we come back on the Wendy Bell Radio program, let's go here. Generation Z, unaffordable American dream. They want to buy a house, can't afford to buy a house. Why even get married? Is that the goal? Listen to the voices who might just be the saviors of our constitutional republic. Next on the Wendy Bell Radio Network. All right, so we are getting this story in right now. And yes, Brock, I'm having a hard time. It's not, no. Hold on, folks. I want to bring this up. Hold on, Brock. I might be able to pull it up on mine still. I want to be able to read you this story from the Epoch Times because apparently it seems like Donald Trump says he has the money to do this himself. To get, okay, I'm going to put in the password. And that, and here we go. I got it. Thanks, Brock. I got it, I think. Trump says he has $500 million cash as bond deadline looms. He says the money meant for his campaign will now have to be used in his legal case. Is that part of the whole strategy here? And that makes me feel so gross. Because as we've said to you a billion times before, one of the slimiest things about this swamp, about this uniparty, about this disingenuous group of people who just want to stay in power and they don't care what it costs you, they start with an end point. And then they work backwards. Their end point is to financially break Donald Trump, his campaign, himself, all of it. Why else would a judge issue such an absolutely preposterous verdict? Former President Donald Trump, this is on the Epoch Times, posted on social media on March 22nd, today, that through hard work, talent, and luck, I currently have almost $500 million in cash. This comes as the former president needs to put up upwards of $454 million to stay judgment in his civil fraud case while he appeals to effectively hold off the New York Attorney General from potentially seizing his buildings during the appeal. This is lawfare. I don't know what other word to put on it. Let's get marginally intelligent people who check boxes and are completely hook, line, and sinker deranged over Donald Trump, and we'll sick them on him. Letitia James isn't doing anything for the people of New York. She's not advancing any issues there that make the streets safer or the place better to visit. Singularly focused on the destruction of one man as this country spirals out of control. President Trump posted that he had intended to use a substantial amount of his money in his presidential campaign before blasting the judge and the attorney general on the civil fraud case. Of course, he writes this. The often overturned political hack judge on the rigged and corrupt AG case, where I have done nothing wrong, knew this. Wanted to take it away from me, President Trump wrote. That's where and why he came up with this shocking number, which coupled with his crazy interest demand is approximately $454 million. The judgment total was $363 million, but breaks down with about $355 million of that specifically applying to Trump. $4 million to be recovered from Eric Trump, $4 million to be recovered from Donald Trump Jr., and $1 million to be recovered from former Trump Organization finance chief Alan Weisselberg. With the applied 9% interest. No wonder people are losing their freaking homes. Court filings say the bond comes out to more than $464 million, with a little more than $10 million of that attributed to judgment on Eric Trump, Donald Trump Jr., and Mr. Weisselberg. How do you, if you are a Democrat, or you somebody who just, you don't like Trump, he's so polarizing. I'm so tired of all the chaos. I just want things to calm down. He's been out of the public spotlight for more than 3 years. And they are addicted. They can't get a hit in their veins fast enough. This isn't his doing. And I'm mesmerized by the flip side of this. Agenda 47, the blueprint to reverse this, to make us safe, to get inflation down, to reinstill faith and respect and interest in our military so that we have people to defend us, to get this nonsense DEI woke garbage out of our schools through all of this. Through his bankrupting almost, Donald Trump stays laser focused on this. To say that I'm angry is a joke. Now, I went long. I'm going to have to do this in the next thing, but I want to read you this. Even the Generation Zers and millennials who want to get married and start a family, they're not doing so because they cannot afford it. This is in the Liberty Daily. Right now, they're worried about their jobs, or they're still paying a little bit more for rent or for gas. They might wait a few months for the engagement ring. The whole idea is being able to go out and plump down a chunk of money so that you can put on the finger of the woman that you can't imagine living without. A token of your commitment. Young people don't have the money to do that. They're scared to do that. They're scared to try to even think about buying a home. Now, when we come back, hour number three of the Wendy Bell Radio program, we're going to talk to our national security expert, John Guandolo. I have American Airlines in the crosshairs, ladies and gentlemen. I know for a fact that my former FBI friend and Marine, John Guandolo, does as well. And you will, too, in just about 6 minutes. Don't go anywhere. You're dialed into the Wendy Bell Radio Network.